Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Pekudei Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Pekudei. The topic of our Aliyah is setting up the Mishkan. It is 11 Psukim long, running from Perek Lamedtes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel to Mem Gimel. Let's take a look at a brief overview and then focus on a few points to ponder in our Aliyah. So in our Aliyah, we're told that the nation of Israel, upon completing the Mishkan, have brought all the components in front of Moshe, and the oil, the tent, all its vessels, the beams, the crossbeam, everything that goes into it. And they bring in front of him the covers, the of the different skins and hairs, all the different things, the paroiches, the dividing curtain, the Ark of the Covenant, the kaporis, its lid, the shulchan, the table, then its lechem upon him, the menorah, and its neros. We hear about the golden mizbech, the shemar mishcha, the ketores, the masach, this is the curtain in front of the courtyard, the copper altar, and all its various components, the different curtains for around the courtyard, all of the necessary components to hold together, the holy clothing, the clothing of Aaron, the clothing of his children, everything was done. Kain also ben Israel as Kol Avodah, the nation of Israel did all of this work. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that the work is done and he blesses them. Very beautiful Aliyah. A few basic ideas to question or understand is, why is it that they brought the Mishkan to Moshe? On the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu was obviously in charge of everything, but why is it being emphasized that it's being brought in front of him? Rashi quotes the Midrash Tanchuma, which says that, in fact, they could not put it together. Shelo hayu yucholim lahakimai. And Moshe Rabbeinu did not do any of the actual work. He didn't put it together. He had managers doing that. He had people doing the different pieces. So then he thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do that, this, but he thought that he didn't have the capacity. It's very heavy beams. I mean, it's not so simple. So he said, how can I do this? Hashem says, Amaloi asoik ato biyodecho. You try, Moshe Rabbeinu. And what happened was, is he did that, and as he was doing it, it became easy to lift. So he was able to do it miraculously, and that was Hashem giving him a part of this as well. You see an important point over here, the Kleok already points this out, is that you see that there's really our attitude towards any achievements we have in life, which is that we do our part, and Hashem helps us complete that mission together. So it's we do our little piece, and then Hashem helps us with the rest. That's the model what's being described over here as well. Now, what is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave? Says Rashi, quoting the Midrash Sifra, a very beautiful idea, and that is, he says, Yehi Ratzon, may be here the will, Shetishre Shechina b'maaseh yedeichem, that Hashem shall allow His divine presence to rest on the work of your hands. We're quoting the pasuk, V'hino am Hashem elokeinu aleinu, maaseh yedeinu konono aleinu, maaseh yedeinu konono. May the pleasantness of Hashem our God be upon you, and that the work of your hands be established, and let it establish him. And this is one of the 11 Mizmorim that Moshe Rabbeinu was responsible for authoring. Remember, the Tehillim has 10 primary authors. Obviously, David HaMelech has most of the authorship, but there are other authors, including them, Moshe Rabbeinu. And one of those is Tehillim, this particular Tehillim, which is Psalm 90, Mizmor Tzadi. And Moshe Rabbeinu composed this, which mentions this idea of Yehinu Am Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. Now, it obviously refers to the work of our hands, but why is this particular mizmor? So the Kleoker explains that it starts off, the first line actually relates to this, is Tefillah LeMoshe. This is a prayer of Moses, Ish Elokim, the man of God, Hashem Ma'on Ato HaYisra Lanu B'dor V'dor. God, you were a place for us throughout all the nations. But terem hayurim yiradu tacholel eretz v'atel over tevel u'me'olam ad olam atoel. Before there was the establishment of all these different firmaments, the land, all these different physical, basic, foundational existence, you were there. Which is the idea, which is really the struggle of why we need the Mishkan in the first place. Hashem really is the context of all reality. So why is that we need to make him a place? Because this is a place where this will be the beacon, this will be the place of the Shekhinah. That's the topic of the beginning of this Mizmor, Mizmor Tzadi, which makes a lot of sense. Similarly, in the next pasuk, it says, Toshev Enosh Ad Dako, you brought the man down to dust, adore or to contrition, the Tomer Shuva B'nei Adam, asking the human beings to come back. What is interesting about that is that it also reflects the mission of the Mishkan, which, if understood as a tikkun, as a correction for the Chet HaEgel, makes a whole lot of sense, because in the end of the day, it was the Mishkan was trying to fix the wrongs and ills created by the Chet HaEgel, and that's why this Mizmor is so particularly relevant. It's worthwhile noting that Rav Hirsch points out that the two statements at the end of this prayer, V'hino Am Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, U'maaseh Yodeinu, that the actions of our hands, Konano Aleinu, will be established for us, U'maaseh Yodeinu, and the actions of our house, Konanehu, be established for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says that those reflect both our freedom and our obedience at the same time. Let our actions be good to us, let our actions be good to you. And the combination of both is the greatest bracha. That was the Mishkan, which is essentially creativity harnessed for great obedience. Great creativity harnessed for great obedience. Now, what is the difference between the words used over here in this Aliyah? You'll notice there's words used to describe the Mishkan as Melacha and Avoida. Melacha and Avoida, both are roughly translated as work in English. What do they actually mean? The Ramban explains that the word Avodah actually means Lamar ki asu osa la'avodas Hashem hanichbal. It was work with intent of being service to God. So this wasn't just simply putting two pieces of wood together to create a beautiful structure. This was, in fact, the idea of structuring it in our hearts as service for God. What does the word melacha mean? So the Rabbeinu Bachaya says it takes us back to the creation of the earth itself. And we hear that in, as we say, every Shabbos in Vayechulu, and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed all the melacha, all the creative process of creating this world. So there's not just the avoida in terms of serving God, there's the melacha, which is the patterning after the actual creation itself. And that's what's being described over here. With this, we conclude the fourth Aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.